91X News.
It's 11 degrees and mainly sunny at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm S.C. Shepherd. Bay of Quinte candidates came to Loyalist College Wednesday night to debate a wide range of issues. Liberal Neil Ellis, New Democrat Terry Cassidy, and Independent Truman Tuck discussed education, health care, electoral reform, and more. One question asked was the issue of banning the niqab at citizenship ceremonies and what ideas it promotes. Cassidy says that Prime Minister Stephen Harper has a lot to answer for on the matter.
You have to look at who needs to cover himself up for something. I think Mr. Harper needs to wear a niqab because he's got lots to hide, and quite frankly, when you look at him, look at his eyes, and see what he's got to say.
Ellis agreed with that sentiment.
Mr. Harper appealing to his base on telling different cultures what they have to wear is absolutely disgusting.
Tuck said citizens need more power to prevent politics that are, quote, an affront to our sense of decency. Conservative candidate Jody Jenkins and Green candidate Rachel Nelms declined to attend the debate. Quinte West City Council has given the go-ahead for two power generators that could be coming to the Trent River. The proposed hydroelectric generators would sit on Lock 2 near Quinte West and Lock 5 near Trenton. Councillor of Quinte West Duncan Armstrong says before the plans go ahead, they must show proof that it won't affect the flow of the city's water.
They're going to come back with another report. My understanding to say yes, you know, here's the proof that it's not going to affect the intake for our water supply. That was really the biggest one, not in terms of quality, in terms of would it affect our supply of water going to our city.
Neil Kelly, spokesperson of Ontario Power Generation, says the generators would be sitting right on the river, adding they wouldn't affect the existing systems.
The water will be passing through the lock operations, so you really don't change any of the existing infrastructure that's there. The water will flow through the generator and produce clean, renewable energy for Ontario.
Armstrong added that Quinte West would get a sum of money in return for setting up these generators in the municipality. Ontario Power Generation is currently bidding for the contracts to build these generators. Fall is in the air right now as the Belleville Shrine Club is organizing their Oktoberfest on October 17th, and some members of the club are hoping to make the event annual. Isaiah Moweni has the story.
It's time to break out the lederhosen as Belleville's first annual Oktoberfest rolls around. The Belleville Shrine Club is organizing the event and is slated to take place on October 17th. Doors open at 11 a.m. so guests can enjoy a variety of activities like a vendor market and traditional German food. The president of the Shriners, Otto Nungesser, says the club is like a fraternity.
It's just such amazing to believe in something higher. And the Shrine Club, it was founded in 1800s, I believe.
One of the highlighted meals that is being served is the German Sauerbraten, which Nungesser says has a distinct taste.
Well, the Sauerbraten is beef marinated in a prime, like with spices and vinegar, and it will have a little bit of sour taste.
This is Belleville's first Oktoberfest, and the Shriners are hoping to make it annual. Isaiah Moweni, QNET News, Belleville.
A new report from the Globe and Mail suggests the Prime Minister's office halted the processing of some Syrian refugees this spring. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau says he isn't surprised, calling it further evidence of Harper's lack of transparency.
I think there are very few people left in this country who are surprised when we hear reports of the Prime Minister and his office meddling in things in a political and in a non-transparent way.
A government spokesman says officials wanted to make sure security wasn't compromised. A new national support service is hoping to make it easier for teenage boys to seek help. Kids Help Phone has launched BroTalk, an online and phone service for boys aged 14 to 18. President and CEO Sharon Wood says they conducted focus groups with teen boys to find out why they didn't ask for help.
One of them is stigma, embarrassment, some shame, this idea of self-reliance, that they're reluctant to seek help because they've been socialized to be very masculine. So those are barriers we need to overcome by reaching out to them differently where they are.
Topics addressed on the BroTalk website include depression, fitting in, relationships, and dating. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive testified in Washington today about the company's emissions scandal. ABC reporter Scott Goldberg has more.
This will be the first chance Congress gets to question someone from Volkswagen directly, and it's unclear how much the CEO of the company's America division, Michael Horn, will be willing or able to share. According to his prepared remarks, he'll say he just learned about the scandal over the past few weeks, but he's also expected to reveal a number of new 2016 models won't make it to American dealerships because they too have that software designed to cheat on emissions tests.
Onboard computer software helped Volkswagen cheat on the U.S. government emissions tests. Ontario pumpkin growers may be called in to help save Halloween south of the border. Heavy rains that soaked the American Midwest wiped out more than half the region's crops, and many fear a pumpkin shortage as Halloween nears. With a strong U.S. dollar making it attractive for producers to look north, tons of pumpkins are expected to start rolling in from Ontario. The province produces nearly half of the 65,000 tons of pumpkins grown in Canada last year. And finally, hamburgers could soon be making a debut on the menus of Russian astronauts. The Russian Research Institute said Thursday that they would not be opposed to adding the fast food staple to their menus. Proposals to change space menus have been plentiful since space food began to be mass-produced in 2011. Astronaut food rations are generally made up of dehydrated and canned foods with long shelf life. That's QNET News on 91X 2-1206. Sports is next.
You don't have to travel very far to get back to nature. Quinte Conservation invites you to the revitalized Parrot Trail at Potter's Creek. New paved trails are ideal for people with mobility issues, such as wheelchairs, walkers, and even those with strollers. Enjoying scenic woodlands, turtle ponds, osprey nests, and butterfly and hummingbird gardens. Bring the family or enjoy a solitary trek through nature's marvels. The Parrot Trail at Potter's Creek, Old Highway 2, just west of Walbers Loyalist Road. For more information, go to quinteconservation.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Ashley Clark with QNET News Sports. For the first time in 22 years, postseason baseball will be played in Toronto. The Blue Jays will open up their best-of-five American League Division Series against the Texas Rangers at the Rogers Centre this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Toronto ace David Price takes the hill for the Blue Jays, while Giovanni Gallardo will start for the Rangers. The defending American League champion Kansas City Royals also kick off their AL Division Series tonight. They host the wildcard-winning Houston Astros to Kauffman Stadium. Houston beat the Yankees 3-0 in the wildcard game on Tuesday night to advance to the ALDS. Yordano Ventura is the Game 1 starter for the Royals. The Astros go with Colin McHugh. The Mike Babcock era in Toronto has started with a loss. Carey Price made 36 saves as the Montreal Canadiens topped the Leafs 3-1 in the season opener at Air Canada Centre. Max Pacioretty scored twice. Alex Galchenyuk had the game-winning goal with 7:58 remaining. PK Subban finished with 3 assists. Connor McDavid fans itching to see him in action get their wish tonight when he makes his much-anticipated NHL debut. The top draft pick and his Edmonton Oilers teammates are in St. Louis to face the Blues. The Oilers will have 4 alternate captains when the puck drops on their season. 12 other NHL teams begin their seasons tonight. The Winnipeg Jets visit Boston. Ottawa is in Buffalo taking on the Sabres. Tampa Bay hosts the Philadelphia Flyers. Nashville is home to Carolina. Phil Kessel and the Pittsburgh Penguins play the Stars in Dallas. And Minnesota travels to Colorado. The Toronto Raptors are back on the court tonight for their third preseason game when they face the LA Lakers in Ontario, California. Around the NBA, Philadelphia hosts the Cleveland Cavaliers, Indiana is home to Orlando, the Pistons entertain Brooklyn, Denver plays Chicago and Boulder, Colorado, Golden State is at Portland, and Sacramento welcomes the San Antonio Spurs. Week 5 of the NFL season continues as the Indianapolis Colts play the Texans in Houston. Indianapolis has started quarterback Andrew Luck listed as questionable for the game. He's still recovering from an injury to his throwing shoulder. Backup QB Matt Hasselbeck is also questionable with an illness. The Colts re-signed quarterback Josh Johnson yesterday after releasing him earlier in the week. The embattled president of FIFA has been banned from his office for 90 days. ABC reporter Tom Rivers has more.
The suspension for Sepp Blatter comes in the wake of a Swiss criminal investigation. The move further taints his 40-year career at the body, including 17 years as chief. Swiss authorities turned up at Blatter's office last month and questioned him. Criminal case centers on Blatter allegedly misusing the organization's money.
Blatter had survived dozens of scandals until he was placed under criminal investigation. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNET Newsdesk at gmail.com.
The forecast for Belleville today, mainly sunny, increased cloudiness late in the afternoon with a high of 14. On Friday, cloudy and 40% chance of showers in the morning with a high of 14. And the weekend kicks off on Saturday with a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 13. And on Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 17. At 12:10, it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm S.C. Shepherd. News on 91X next at